Lucinda Williams has been making music for decades. Now she's out with a new album and embarking on a 20-city tour across Europe and the U.S. In it, she's speaking and singing to this moment, calling it a battle cry, finding grit and grace in a world on edge. Our senior arts correspondent recently sat down with her for our Art in Action series, exploring the intersection of art and democracy as part of our Canvas coverage. Everybody knows the world's gone.
5 years ago, Lucinda Williams suffered a stroke. She had to learn to walk again and no longer plays her guitar. But here she is, writing songs, a new album out, and still performing. How does she do it?
Maybe a little stubbornness, you know, that a little stubbornness never hurt anybody.
Williams has long been known as a musical storyteller, beloved by passionate fans who followed her for decades, and by other leading singer-songwriters for her way with words. And the story she's telling now is the title of her new album, World's Gone Wrong.
They can see what's going down. Empty houses all over town.
It's kind of a commentary on things that have been going on and just how it makes people feel. And it helped me to write about it. That's why I write songs.
Being put out on the street.
Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I feel like the artist's role is to speak about what's going on.
Williams' story goes back to a peripatetic childhood, most of it in towns throughout the South, as her father, the poet Miller Williams, moved the family from place to place for university teaching posts.
They will not forget.
He would gain his biggest audience reading a poem written for Bill Clinton's second inauguration in 1997. Now 73, Lucinda recalls having her 12-year-old mind blown in 1965, when her father's friend brought over a new album by Bob Dylan, Highway 61 Revisited.
I started reading about him and listening to other singer-songwriters from that era, like Joan Baez and Judy Collins. They were all writing these songs about social injustice and anti-war, and I loved those songs, and they spoke to me.
And did you say at some point, I want to do that?
Yes, yeah? That's what happened.
Telephone poles, trees, and wires fly on by, car wheels on a gravel road.
She would go on to success, including 17 Grammy nominations and 3 wins, with her unusual blend of rock, country, blues, and folk, telling stories of hard living and heartbreak in such critically acclaimed albums as 1998's Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. Her song Passionate Kisses, which she recorded in 1989, was covered and made famous by Mary Chapin Carpenter 3 years later. Williams built and kept her faithful following over many years.
Now here is Lucinda Williams.
Every day I'm working.
But all along the way, she battled a music industry that she felt wanted to put her into a box, a marketable genre. She refused.
'Cause you don't really love me.
I just didn't think in those terms. They described it like I fell in the cracks between country and rock.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they have to have a market for you.
Yeah.
Because it's a business. That's why they call it the music business.
We are here to bear witness to this monstrous sickness. We have come too far to turn around.
Hers is a story of perseverance and resilience. And more recently, she's felt caught up in the times, angry at actions by the Trump administration, responding through songs she hopes harken back to an earlier era of 1960s protest music. One is called We've Come Too Far to Turn Around.
When I was writing that, I was thinking a lot about songs like We Shall Overcome. That's a very powerful feeling, to stand with a whole bunch of people, like-minded people, singing songs like that. I wanted to feel that again. You know, if you watch the news on TV or read the newspaper, there's something every day that's, you know, upsetting.
Well, people have different ways of responding to that.
They're not responding enough, I don't think.
You don't think so?
What I'd like to see would be more marching, more demonstrations, and all of that. You know, just speaking out more.
On the new album, she collaborates with renowned figures like Nora Jones. The two played together recently on Jones' podcast.
From the city of Atlanta to Birmingham, Alabama, we have come too far to turn around.
Mavis Staples joined on a cover of Bob Marley's So Much Trouble in the World.
So much trouble in the world.
As for Williams' personal story of resilience, she continues to deal with the aftermath of her stroke when everything she says went haywire. She told us of promising new therapy she's undergoing that's helping with what she calls her brain fog.
That's probably been the hardest part.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just that kind of confusion and memory loss and all of that. You know, I just tried really hard to focus and pay attention. And, you know, I'm fine when I go on stage and I know what I'm supposed to do and all of that.
So that's a lot to deal with.
Yeah. See, I told you I was stubborn, though.
You took my joy. I want it back. I'm gonna...
Lucinda Williams continues her tour in Europe and later back in the U.S., playing to old and new fans alike. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown in New York.
Go to Slidell and look for my joy. Maybe it's Slidell, I'll find my joy. Maybe it's